What is happening? This, that, and those listeners. What is going on, everybody? I hope you guys are doing super, super well today. So I'll get into it, but long story short, the reason that I didn't put out an episode on Monday this week was because of work. Like I said, I'll get into that and what the new schedule will be like from now on, at least for the time being. But I missed you, and I'm ready to just do this damn thing. Yes, rejoice, the podcast is back. Not like we really left, but nonetheless, we are back. So the reason I didn't do a podcast on Monday is because my new schedule with the EMT company I'm working with, the private ambulance I'm working with, you're working rotating 12s, and this week is my long week. So this week I work Monday, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. With this company, chances are you're getting held over. So it's 10 p.m. plus, and then I have off. Obviously, Wednesday, Thursday. So next week, I'll have off Monday, Tuesday, work, Wednesday, Thursday, have off Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So that's, the podcast is going to be out on Wednesdays on the long week, and then they'll be out on Mondays, and then probably a Friday or Saturday episode on the short, the short week. So it's like three episodes or so every 2 weeks, which is manageable. We can do this. The Genster actually just had, I'm just filling you guys in on what's going on. Jenna just had a interview with one of the schools in North Carolina. I said I would get into this a little bit a few episodes ago. Yeah, we're trying to move to North Carolina by the end of the summer. So, big changes. I'm a little bit nervous, mostly excited. But yeah, she's a teacher. They need teachers. I'm trying to get into fire. They hire fire EMTs, which is my goal because I don't want to have to go to the paramedic. I will if I have to, but I don't know. I feel nervous if I was a paramedic just because of all the responsibility that they would have. If that makes sense. I'm not saying that EMTs don't have responsibility. I just mean that the paramedics, they have so much responsibility that it freaks me out a little bit. Like I said, I'm sure if I took the class, I'd be fine with it. But, whatever. What do I want to talk about today? I don't think I talked about this in the last episode. I was going to wait for Jenna to do an episode with me, but I don't know what she's doing. So Jenna and I, like I said this before, we watch those Jeffree Star videos, the YouTuber, and I thoroughly enjoy the videos, right? I think he's entertaining. People don't like him because of shit that he did in his past, and people say he still acts like that, but I haven't seen it, until I see it and people just, that's what people like to do, right? They just, they say that people don't change or they don't give them a chance to change. And if you did one fucked up thing in your life years ago, that's what you are, right? That's your label is that, and that's it. But like I said, I enjoy the dude's videos. I think they're funny. And there's probably guys listening right now, like, what the fuck, that dude, like, who is that? And you look it up, and it's a YouTuber that does, I think it's, well, I should have probably known this, but he's a dude that does makeup. He's openly gay, but he doesn't want to be called a girl. So just, what, cross-dressing, right? I might be wrong, forgive me. But anyway, get to the point. He was hinting that something, you know, tragic happened in his life. Tragic, like. And another thing that he does is he talks a lot about his mom, who's not doing good. And so he was hinting that, like, they just lost a family member and he was so broken up. I'm like, oh, wow, that his mom must have passed away. That's actually super sad. Well, last week he put out a 9-minute video about how he's so empty and how he's so hollow and it just doesn't feel right. And right, I thought, I was like, fuck, dude, this is sad. Like, his mom's gone. No, his mom's not gone. One of his dogs died. One of his 6 dogs died. Which is, look, when a pet dies, it is tragic, right? It fucking, it hurts. You're hurt. But, you know what you don't do? You don't go posting on Instagram and Twitter and make a 9-minute YouTube video about how tragic this death was to your family and how everything is just not the same and this and that. Come on. He said something about, like, oh, our tribe is just so broken, and oh. He said at one point in the video, he said that his boyfriend, he's talking about, I think his boyfriend's name's either, no, it has to be Nate, it's Nate, and he was like, yeah, you know, Nate took him in, it's like, he took him in like he was one of his own. So he is like his little, his daughter. And then they did this fucking, dude, this montage of clips of this little tiny dog. It was the saddest thing I've ever seen. It had this super sad music with all these, like, amazing slow motion shots of the dog. Because obviously, rich as shit, they have good cameras. And, dude, it was the saddest shit I've ever seen. And then I was like, wait, why the fuck am I so broken up about this little dog that I never even met? It was the montage at the end was like one of those fucking videos you'd see at a funeral, you know, when they show like the videos or pictures of the person and they play that music in the background. But except instead of like a person growing up, it was just this adorable little tiny dog. And, like I said, losing a pet is sad. When my old dog died, Tyson, I don't even know if I was doing the podcast then, but when Tyson died, I was fucking shook. I was broken down. I cried, whatever. But I didn't do an entire video or podcast dedicated to him. Because it's whatever, man. A 9-minute video. I can't stop yawning in this basement because it's freezing. I don't know if that's a real thing. Somebody could get back to me on that. But when I get cold, I yawn like. Let me grab this bag or this blanket. Sorry, there's a bunch of shopping bags. But Jesus, I am freezing in here. My nipples could cut through diamonds right now. Not the dog either. Not Jeffree Star's dead dog. I'm talking about real diamonds. Oh, man. whatever. I was listening to Rogan and Duncan Trussell today. And those podcasts are always a trip for me just because Duncan is such a out there human. And yeah, I think he's hilarious. But they brought up a good point that I was thinking about, and it was like, is social media, right, or like being on your phone, junk food for your brain, the way, like the equivalent of what eating junk food does to your body? Like, meaning, like, is it just not good for you? And I don't know. I was listening to it when I was running, so it obviously was, like, hitting way deeper. I don't know if you guys feel that way, too, but, like, if you listen to, like, a book on, like, an audiobook or a podcast, and it's getting deep, and you're running, you're like, holy shit, this actually is, like, this is hitting me a little bit different than normal. You just feel smarter because you're working out. Not even working out. I like how we call it working out when we're just using our bodies the way that they're supposed to be. Like running and shit. Like, you're supposed to do that. It's not really working out. It's hard. But I don't know. I'll have to finish the podcast. But it was like it was just an interesting topic for me. Because I always think, like, when I'm on my phone and if I'm on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or whatever I'm on, there's always some justification in my head saying, like, if I'm on Instagram and I'm liking stuff and I'm like, oh, well, I'm trying to, like, network so that people will follow me and then the podcast will grow. And if I'm on Twitter, it's, oh, well, maybe if I comment on this stuff, then people click on my page, and then whatever the justification is, this is what I'm saying, is that no matter what I'm doing, it's just fucking dumb. It's junk food for my brain. My brain is not, I feel like you only have so much bandwidth, right? And like, if you're sitting there staring at your phone, that chips a little bit of it away. If, like, you can't drive, be on your phone, be listening to something, talk to someone or something. You can't do it all. You only have so much that you have. And every single thing that you're doing is taking a little percent of that away. And it really is crazy, man. Because I don't know if you guys have ever done this, but you can look at the screen time that you have per day. And even though mine, like, every week is, it keeps going down. It keeps going down. Even, like, if it's a fraction, it's still going down because I'm more, I guess, I'm more aware of it. But it's still, like, an hour or two a day. At the very least, sometimes like 3, 4, 5 hours on my phone with the screen lit up. And yeah, some of that is like a podcast playing in the background and the screen doesn't shut off. But some of it's not, dude. And like, what reason do I have to be looking at my phone for 3 hours a day? I'm not doing anything. I'm not trying to go out and hook up with anybody. I have Jenna. I don't need, I'm in a relationship. That's what I mean. I don't have the need to, like, go looking for people. So what am I doing on my phone that long? It's a weird-ass addiction. And it's almost like a fun thing when you catch yourself doing it. But it's also, like, I guess you could probably tell by the way I sound today that I'm in a weird mood. Like, I'm always real with you guys. today's been, it's been weird. It's been like a rough day for no particular reason. It's just, like a little bit depressed. Like a couple of people from my family called me and just ignored the calls. Just like, I don't know, man. I just want to be alone sometimes. And I don't know what that is with me. But like today, I went for a run. Everything was fine. And then just like that, my mood was changed. My mood turned to shit for literally no reason. And it's so frustrating because you don't know why you're thinking the way you are. And it's not like suicidal thoughts or anything. It's just depression. Just like what the, like I'm bummed out today for no reason at all. And it sucks. And it's probably going to be a shitty podcast, but sometimes doing the podcast helps. Just, I guess it's like a, it's almost like a form of therapy maybe, or not meditation, but I'd say therapy, where I know somebody is going to listen to this and I don't know, you know, I know someone's going to listen to this and maybe like if they're feeling the same way, I guess, then at least they know and I know that there's nothing wrong with you. Sometimes you just have shitty days, right? There's good days, there's bad days, and that's it. And today for me is not a good day. And there's nothing wrong with that, but I feel like there is. But everybody has these. And it's just frustrating, man. Because there's got to be a way out of the funk, but it doesn't feel like there is. I know there, a lot of people say like when you're dealing with depression, it's like a sauna that's turned up real high and you just can't get out of it. And that's a little bit of an exaggeration for how I feel today, but I get it. Like I get that concept. And like one of the things that I just keep thinking today, because I think a lot of my depression is like basing it on not others' expectations, but like comparisons. And I try, and for the most part, I do a pretty good job of like not trying to compare where I'm at in my life to like somebody that I follow, like a Rogan or Brendan Schaub or freaking Duncan Trussell, Aubrey Marcus, like guys like that, like their success. I do a pretty good job, but sometimes you look and you're like, fuck, man. Like, god damn. They can do literally anything that they want, anytime they want, and know that nothing is gonna go horribly wrong, you know, financially or whatever. And, yeah, sometimes you just have shitty days where you're like, fuck, dude. And that's cool. Not cool, but, like, it's fine to have those. And one of the things I keep thinking is a Jack Kornfield quote, and he said, tend to the part of the garden you can touch. You know, like, only focus on the thing that you have direct control over. And sometimes I think we lose that a little bit. And it's easy to say stay off of social media because social media is weird. It's like a hive of bees, right? And there's a queen bee that started it all that everybody was following. And then the fucking swarm got so big that there were more queen bees, and those are, you know, the influencers on Instagram. They're saying, wear this, eat this, look at this ad, look at this ad, look at my life. And then there's the other fucking worker bees, which is everybody else, like, trying to keep up with them, trying to keep up with the fucking influencers. And there is no keeping up with it. And this sounds like a conspiracy podcast right now, which is so fucking dumb. But it's the truth. Like, sometimes shit gets rough. And I don't even know what I'm talking about right now. If I'm being completely honest. But it's just like, fuck. Whatever. I'm not going to bore you guys. Let me get a sip of my Americano. Also, I was supposed to have Sternick on the podcast today, and that obviously didn't happen. But, and I know, guys, this is not the normal podcast. I guess I could talk a little bit about, like, the EMT job. So, the first 2 days were just, like, ride along, kind of, like, ride time, trying to get the feel for the company. I don't know if I talked about this. I was with Zeke and Nicole, who, by the way, Zeke, dope-ass dude. Nicole, though, like, probably one of the best teachers for a job that I've ever had. A lot of jobs, they just throw you into it and say, you know, fucking figure it out. But, so I work with Physicians Ambulance, and like, if anybody from Physicians listens to this, Nicole needs to get paid for teaching, because she's an amazing teacher. That's it. Point blank period, right? That's it. But so, you know, the first 2 days it was getting a feel for it. A lot of just like, it's a lot of transporting patients from one hospital to another, or from a hospital to a house, picking them up from a house, going to a hospice, back and forth like that. But then, so like my actual shifts started on Monday, and your boy got a partner who, now if he listens to this, I'm saying this from the pit of my heart, is a psychopath, okay? He is insane. I don't know if I can even say the things that he's done without. I don't know if I can say the things that he's done, at least while I'm at this company, okay? Every single night that I come home, Jenna looks at me and she's like, yo, so what happened with, what's his face? And I'm like, check this out. He did this, 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 he said this. And it's like, and I'll say this again, if anybody's listening, around patients, he's very professional. But once we leave the hospital, this dude is a basket case. He, I can't say too much, because I don't know, like, if anybody's going to listen to this from that company. And I don't want to throw this dude under the ambulance per se, but I will definitely give you guys an update when I leave this company on some of the stuff that has happened. Or if you're my friend, text me and I'll tell you, but I can't say it on here, and I apologize for that. But like, I guess, so this job, like I said, it's a lot of taking people from here to there. And like, some of the shit that we did yesterday was like, it's just sad. Like, we picked a patient up at the house, and she was going to hospice, had cancer all in her body. She was a sweet, sweet person. Everybody in her family, sweet people. And it's just like, fuck, man. Seeing this all the time definitely take a toll on you. Then, you know, pick up a little kid who skull fracture. But he was fine. It was more so like kind of like a playing outside injury kind of thing. This little dude was having such a good time in the ambulance. He's fucking... He's like, John, have you ever, when you were a kid, were you ever in an ambulance? It's just like cracking me up, man. And letting me, you know, making me play his games on his phone with him. And then there's shit like that, which is like, you know, it's the good and the bad, but the bad kind of outweighs the good in this one. Just from what a private ambulance does, it's a lot of like the dialysis treatment. Yeah. It's a lot of just like experience, okay? It's experience for the next step in the career, which will be the fire, which, like I said, it's the ultimate goal. But, yeah, so, I mean, we haven't really had too many any crazy calls that would make for, like, any kind of good story. But, yeah, whatever. Did you guys see Bad Bitch of the fucking week goes to, what's her fucking name? Bella Hadid? Bella Thorne? Bella Thorne, that's her name. If you don't know what happened, Bella Thorne was getting texts from a random number that she didn't have saved. And this dude was, like, texting her nudes and some type of videos. And was basically trying to get money out of her in exchange for not showing these pictures. And where she gets the Bad Bitch of the Week award is she said, you know what? Fuck you. I'll post these pics. You don't have any power over me. So she posts this. Everybody's praising her. Cut to Monday on the fucking View. Whoopi Goldberg's old ass wanted to talk shit about her. Right? She said, once you take a picture, it goes into the cloud. It's available for any hacker that wants them, Goldberg said on the show. If you don't know that, in 2019, that was a weird way to say 19. I'm sorry, I stumbled over that. This is an issue. I'm sorry. Your age does not, you don't get to do that. Look, bitch. Whoopi. Just because no one wants your nudes, you old ass bitch, not knowing what the fuck 2 + 2 is, bitch, long titty, no nipple, having ass, bitch, doesn't mean that someone doesn't want a supermodel's nudes, okay? You gotta keep up with the times, Whoopi. What do you think is going on? Do you think she just was taking nudes and sending them, not thinking of the consequences? No, she knew the consequences. Actually, she probably didn't think of the consequences. Let's be honest. Because who's that worried about their nudes getting out anyway? Like, if anybody posted my dick pic, I'd be like, yeah, whatever. Cool. Actually, if anybody had a dick pic for me, I'd be like, why do you have that? But anyway. What I'm saying is, Whoopi, what are you doing? She said, if you don't know that in 2019, that this is an issue. I'm sorry, your age is not, you don't get to do that. That's the most ignorant shit I've ever heard. That's the most jealous, like, that's just jealousy. That's hating on someone for no reason. She fucked up. Big deal. She owned it. Like, and Bella was like, she said, shame on you. She was crying in her fucking Instagram story. She's like, I don't really want to go on The View anymore because I don't really want to be beaten down by a bunch of older women for my body and sexuality. Boom. Roasted. Right? Then Whoopi said something like, if you're famous, I don't care how old you are. You don't get to take nude pictures of your, you don't take nude pictures of yourself. Says who? If you haven't, how much does Whoopi Goldberg weigh? Let's just say this. She's old, fat, and no one wants to see. Bella Thorne, young, pretty, everyone wants to see. I mean, not everyone, but like, why not? You know, if they're there, why not? Now, it's just whatever, man. I love the move of like posting it herself because it's such a power move, you know? It's just like, dude, fuck you. Check this out. So, oh, you're going to post my nudes? Check this out. I'm a fan for it. I am a fan for it. I actually didn't even see him. I'm not even lying about that. I did want to look, but I didn't yet. But I just saw that she did that and I was like, dude, fuck yeah. Like, that's cool. Yeah. I guess I'm going to cut this one short today just because, you know, in a weird mood. I don't even know how long this one was. It might have been like only a half hour. I apologize for that. I apologize for the weird mood too. Yeah, I don't know, man. Just in a funk. Send me some funny shit to get me out of this if you listen to it this far. Yeah, guys. I love you. Thanks for listening. And I promise our next episode it'll be fun. Okay? I promise. Until next time, guys. Peace. Like this isn't love, and maybe it's wrong, or maybe I'm just not as strong.